The Progressive People's Party says it only filed for 170 parliamentary candidates out of the 275 constituencies. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Communications of the party, Pako Akon, said the party cannot afford to pay 10,000 Ghana cedis for 275 candidates. He questions why the EC has decided to charge such huge sum for presidential and parliamentary candidates, saying the move will prevent many interested candidates from contesting. He spoke to Rita Ampabing.
In fact, we were able to file for 170 parliamentary candidates. Ideally, we should have paid for 275, but we all know the conditions, situations are so hard.
So are you telling me, because you don't have enough money, you decided to file for only 170?
Oh, but it is money. If you are paying for all 275 plus presidential candidates, that's about 2.6 million Ghana cedis.
Is it not the case that probably you don't have candidates for all the 270 constituencies?
We have more than 275 candidates. We have more than what is needed. The issue is money. The issue is money.
If the issue is about money,
if you are serious, you should be able to look for money and blah, blah, blah. Look, the point is that we should not, the EC should not be the conduit for promoting corruption. You see, when we say people can go and look for money from friends, and when you do that, you know the implication. It means that you have an obligation to them. And you must make sure that such people, you find a way to repay them. So why do we want to increase it so much that a lot of people will be deprived of their basic right to vote for others and to be voted for? Why do we want to do that?
Exactly. But then if you are prepared to govern, you are prepared to serve the public, you should be resourced enough to execute your agenda or your mandate.
We agree, but just take the time this announcement was made, 3 months into the election. And let's also look at the fact that there is no statutory instrument governing this whole thing. We don't have a formula. And so the EC, as at last election, decided to charge 1,000 for parliamentary, and this year they've increased it to 10,000. Did you know it was going to go up to that much? No. And that is why we are saying that we need to have a formula. If you have a formula and you know that minimum wage is 8.8, you multiply by X. X could be 1,000, could be 100, could be 200. If you have that formula, anybody at all who has the interest of contesting or serving his country can project and have a fair knowledge about how much he's going to pay. But when you are surprised this way, it becomes difficult. And we must admit that we are in difficult times, and that is why we've gone for a bailout from the IMF.
Pako Akon is the Director of Communications of the PPP.